God knows that my heart will be craving you. All I know is that my body is missing you.
This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor.
Word usually spreads pretty fast on Cortez when there's a new musician in town. But what if they were hiding in plain sight as an employee at the float house at the Gorge Marina, perhaps? Jesse Roy moved to Cortez Island Labor Day of 2020, but it wasn't until this past year of 2022 that the community discovered that she is a professionally trained jazz musician who studied at Humber College in Toronto for 5 years. She also did live performances for 3 months in the Kingdom of Bahrain at a U.S. Navy base. Jesse Roy has led an adventurous life living in America, in Wyoming and New Mexico, before returning to Toronto in 2014. She finally landed on the West Coast in 2018 in Victoria, and that is where her story and journey to Cortez Island begins.
So yeah, I came here Labor Day 2020. I was coming from Victoria. I think I arrived there maybe 2017, it was fall. How I got to Cortez, I'd end up being, how do you say, renovicted from where I was staying. I was living with my partner in Victoria, and they'd been trying to get him out for years. And so finally they got the court order, and so I was homeless for a month. I was staying with a friend, and she really wanted to come to Quadra, the Harriet Bay Inn, stay there for a couple nights, just get away and do something different. So reluctantly I came, just because I didn't want to do something different. And she wanted to come to Cortez for lunch at the float house, and it was closed. So I ended up meeting a few people from here. I went back to Victoria for 10 days, working full-time, but homeless, which is a very typical story there. And so 10 days later, because I met someone here, he's like, well, come back to Cortez and do it. And I'm like, sure. Can't find a place with pets. So we came to Cortez, and I haven't left since. So it's been a couple of years going on. Yeah, two plus years. So I ended up working at the float house for a year or for a summer. Ended up working at the store and actually living here right on the marina. And because of the new managers that fell into place after the Cahuspan bought the property, there's a couple of managers that took over and temporarily, but she heard me talking in the back stock room working at the store, working away, talking to someone in the back. I think it was Ainsley, and I hear Jesse, and it's the manager from the office. She hears me around the corner. She's like, do you sing? I was like, yeah. And she's like, I just tell by the sound of your voice that you might be a singer. And I was like, yeah, I sing. Have some, do sing. And it's like, well, I'm going to book you for a couple of gigs here at the Gorge in the summertime. And I was like, okay. And I did, and I waited, and like, she had pretty much booked up the whole entire summer. She said, there's just a few slots left. You have to. So I did. And just, yeah, from that, people were hearing me, and they're like, oh, we want to jam, want to do this, want to sing. So yeah, just, I performed here. Of course, I know Rick Bachner, and he wanted to hang out, so we were jamming together, and he's talking about Love Fest, and so we did that, and other musicians that are always around, and when you feel like it, then we jam. And that's why I've done the most recent Christmas event was with Kyle. He works here and plays guitar, and it's like, let's do some music. I'm really feeling it. And I'm like, okay. So that's how we did that. And yeah, that's how I ended up in Cortez. I stayed here because I love it here, and I love the community and the people, and of course, I love working, and especially being in such a small community and being able to contribute and be a part of that in a strong way and in my own way. Yeah, like I said, I worked at the restaurant, and now I'm at the store, and kind of becoming a core member now of the store and of the marina. So they give me a place to stay, so they really want me to stay. So I'm staying.
So how many performances did you have at the Fireside Patio in 2022?
I think it was just a couple. I only booked two. I only wanted one, but it's hard to get me to play music sometimes.
So you booked one in July and August, but then you said you also filled in for some people.
I know I booked August 3rd. Maybe it was just one. And okay. Then I remember, like, I filled in for a band that didn't, it was, yeah, they canceled for some reason. And I walked by and I was like, I noticed it was canceled. So I walked into the office. I'm like, yeah, Heather, you want me to fill in? She's like, would you? So yeah, I just grabbed my keyboard and I can't remember if there was a bass player mic, but yeah, I just performed then.
And then you performed at Love Fest.
Yeah.
With Mike.
Yeah.
Your stand-up bass accompaniment. Love Fest, Christmas dinner, two booked. I know you've been jamming a whole bunch. Has there been any other public stage performances?
Oh, I did the Bazaar with Kyle.
Oh, yeah, just Kyle right and friends here at the Craft Bazaar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the two Bazaar of us, and it was outside. It was really nice.
Nice.
And I didn't, he had an amp, but I just gelt it out, didn't have a mic or anything, and so, so busy, but that was fun.
So you didn't start performing on Cortez till this past year, but you moved here in 2020. So yeah, it was your previous manager at the Gorge that broke you out of your shell, yeah, into performing on Cortez.
And she said something really interesting, and a couple people have, but she said, you really need to sing. She's like, I'm all about people bringing their art. It's very important. It's healthy for you to do that. And she was just like telling me how, why she does that. And I appreciate that. I really did. I know she didn't have the greatest reputation here, but I had a very great experience with her and her bringing out that in me. And then I remember someone saying last summer, I was just talking over the counter at the store, and he is a guitarist. He hasn't played in years. And a friend of his said, you really need to play. It's not just because of, maybe for your sake, but it's really nice for us, people that want to hear it or need to hear it, yourself, express yourself. And it feeds people, it heals. And I was like, yeah. So I try to think of that sometimes. And people are like, hey, want to do some music, want to jam? And I'm like, I should. So it's easy to just get stuck in a momentum of doing not that.
And how does it affect you being able to perform live for your community? Because you said it's really important to you to be productive in your community. So how does it feel to be sharing your passion, your art?
It feels great. I don't do it for attention. I'm not looking around really when I sing and perform. I really just express what I'm singing, and those who appreciate it, those who don't, they don't. So I don't really realize how much it's appreciated until I hear feedback. Of course, it's hard sometimes to receive and praising kind of feedback, but I do realize that I have more to offer that I don't acknowledge or accept, you know, embrace. So it's a learning. It's always a learning thing. I'm growing that way. So it's, I realize, yeah, and after I do perform or create something, make something, like, I feel so good. So I was like, why don't I do this more?
And it sounds like you've done quite a bit of jamming as well over the past year.
Yeah, over the past year, of different musicians I've bumped into, and Paul Walda, drummer, a bit at his place a couple times, with Johnny Hanus and a bunch of other percussionists and musicians that I can't always name off. And just, it's just finding that pocket of, okay, let's do this, or the motivation to do it.
And do you get something different in your experience or the reward from jamming with other musicians than you do when you're out performing in public?
Yeah, obviously, when I perform in public, there's more of, I say, it's more loose when we're jamming. So it's, when I'm performing, it's, I have to be more rigid in some ways, and sober, for one, and it's fun to, like, just jam and have fun. And I'm not the greatest. I'm not really too keen on jamming. And people, like, say, oh, let's jam. Because I'm not great at making up something on the spot sometimes. I just, but yeah, with different people, I feel different things. There's different comfortability.
What's the last feedback that you got from people from your performances in public that you can remember? Just the first thing that comes up.
Well, for example, Gabrielle, he made me a couple CDs just the other day. I walked in the store yesterday and they were sitting there with a note, because he came up to me after, I think after we were rehearsing on Christmas Day, and he's like, oh, I didn't know you had such a voice. And then there's another couple that said something, we didn't know that you sounded this way. And I could just tell I hardly ever talk to some certain people. And then when they express something like that, I understand what they're saying, your voice and your, I could sense the deep appreciation of partly the training that I've endured in the past, and that focus and that looseness and that, give all these technical terms, but it's really just, I don't know, knowing what you're singing and conveying it.
Do you have any goals or anything in the horizon as far as performances for the coming year in your musical lens?
I'm already booked for next summer. I think they pretty much booked already. Shannon Marks, ones that's doing the booking here. Come on, 2 days, want to fill in? Like, okay. I can't remember the dates. It's on my calendar. One in July and one in August. I usually prefer later. So yeah, that's in the horizon as far as music. But of course, there'll be stuff in between. I'm not really a big practicer. If a song comes to me, like Alex, he has let me borrow his keyboard, his Yamaha. So that's what I've been using all summer. Nice weighted keys, almost a full set of keys. But music doesn't always, it's not always something I'm doing, but if I have to perform for something, or I'll play or practice, but it's nice to have that tool there. So when someone wants to play a song or I want to play a song, I can tell them what key it's going to be in because I write out the chords. But lately, it's me and Kyle. I guess he goes by Kyle Williams, guitar player. And he lives right there, so it's nice and easy.
In the neighborhood.
And he's opening up to more of the old jazz sounds, so he's like the Ink Spots and he'll hear a song or want, he's like, oh, you want to do this song maybe? I'm like, oh, do you want to do this song maybe? So that kind of happens every now and then.
And you write your own music as well?
I have, yeah. It's very rare. But yeah, I have a few that I've done on other people's albums. Probably the last song I wrote was last summer.
This past summer?
Yeah, a couple songs. Just yeah.
Did you perform any of those at Love Fest?
Not Love Fest, no.
Have you performed any of your new material yet?
I have, yeah. Before that, I did during the summer, just because I was feeling something really strongly, and so I wrote it down and performed it. But it's not something I would always want to sing, but it's nice when I do that, because it's very rare when I write. But it usually has to be something that's inspired me, negative or positive, inspired me regardless. And then I feel like it needs to come down in music, you know. But very rare, yeah.
And when that process goes through its cycle, how does that feel compared to the live performance or the jamming? How does it feel to bring a song from its beginnings to...
Feels really good. Feels really like you're shedding. Definitely shedding your wings, or you're shedding your skin, or shedding something. And just, I'll sit down on the keyboard and just start going. And I'll press record on my phone and... And then I might figure out the chords later, or I'll just listen to it over and over. And then I'll start to structure it a little bit better. And it feels really good when I do that.
Is there anything else you want to share about just your experience on Cortez specifically, being a musician? And you did talk a lot about housing and employment and how employment sometimes gets in the way of being able to perform. But it sounds like the Gorge has really empowered you to try to balance it all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it has more to do with me when it comes to performing. I'm so reluctant.
Why are you so reluctant?
Because it's that motivation thing. I'm not fully motivated to do something. I don't know. I guess it's different when it comes to performance. Because I was the one that had offered to do it at the Christmas dinner. And I think the bazaar was... I can't remember who, both of us were wanting to do something just because we were working on stuff. And Kyle was the one that pushed me also, but I think I'm more reluctant maybe just regular jamming. I don't like rehearsing sometimes. But yeah, like, I think it's more me. It's definitely not my employment that keeps me from doing things. It's actually been the other way. Being here has brought out the bloom flowering again that way.
I don't know what in the hell I'm supposed to do. Now it doesn't have to be as depressing as all that. I could find myself through like I always do. It just means the right love, it's on its way. In the meantime, I'll be loving me. It just means the right love, he's on his way. In the meantime, I'll be loving me.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.